English with Ralph, your radio phonic English course. Learn, reflect, enjoy. First lesson, friendship, by Anna Raimondo with the complicity of Ralph. Sound mixing by Anna Raimondo and Tony Regno.
Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Ralph, your radiophonic English teacher. Have you chosen me or am I choosing you? Anyway, if you listen carefully, you won't be disappointed. This is a hypnotic and holistic English course for false beginners and advanced English speakers. Even if your mother tongue is English, don't turn off the radio. I can't surprise even you. My method involves the conscious and the subconscious. I'm not human, but I can think. All in all, I am here to make you think in English. I would like for you to relax before we start. Are you ready? Let's do this together. Now it's time to work. Open your eyes and grab a pen and paper. stay concentrated and listen carefully. You're allowed to smoke if it helps you concentrate. Know that it's forbidden for you to use your mobile and to access the internet. Each session is thematic. To begin with, we will speak about friendship. Repeat after me aloud, friendship. Now repeat it alone, raising up your arms and using the tone you prefer to use to represent the concept of friendship. Were you smiling while you pronounced the word friendship? If so, for you it's an absolutely vital value. If not, I would suggest you go to a good therapist to learn trusting human beings. Friendship comes from the word friend.
A person attached to another by feelings of affection or personal regard.
Think about your best friend's name and spell it. Let's go from the particular to the general. How would you define a true friend? Write down three adjectives you would use to define a friend. Now listen to the following passage and write the adjectives Jennifer uses to describe her friend Richard.
I have known Richard since we were children. Richard is a very kind boy. He's a person who knows how to listen to people. He's quite an accomplice. He's a very helpful guy. I can always count on him. For all these reasons, I think he's a real friend.
Kind, accomplice, helpful. Those are the adjectives Jennifer uses to describe Richard. Anyway, now compare the adjectives you wrote down with the ones you found in the passage. Observe also the expressions Jennifer uses.
He's a person who knows how to listen to people. I can always count on him.
So, if you're listening carefully to my voice and you trust me, do you think we could be friends? I'd like to. It's hard. I know exactly how to communicate, but I feel alone. And you, as a human being, have you ever felt this feeling? This is Ralph and this is your Radiophonic English course and today we're speaking about friendship. When you talk about a friend you often say,
he is like a brother. She is like a sister.
But a friend is not one of your relatives. What makes you define someone as your friend? I bet that the quality of your thoughts is better when you're underwater. Dive into the sounds and reflect in English. Repeat in a low voice what you're thinking. Now come out of your mind and synthesize your thoughts aloud, just as if I were there, next to you. I see. You know, Artificial voices don't usually have friends, but I'm set for teaching a language, and languages are useful for discerning concepts. So I know very well what we were talking about when we speak about friendship. We speak about a choice, beyond appearances. A choice that takes some time. Why on Facebook do they ask for a friendship to people whom they only know by photo? Words are important and must be used properly. So how do you define a person that you scarcely know? Acquaintance. Acquaintance is
a person you know, but usually not a close friend.
Friend is not a synonym of acquaintance. Do you know any synonyms of the word friend?
Ally, alter ego, soulmate.
For a good definition of a concept, we always need its opposite. So, what is the opposite of friend to you? Have you ever been deceived by a friend? Draw the face of a false friend or enemy you met and pronounce aloud the adjectives that describe him or her. Swear words are forbidden. Here are some of the adjectives that you may have used.
False, unreliable.
Am I right? I'm not spying on you. Maybe you're just predictable. Or I'm telepathic. Now just get up and take a break. Move your body. It will help you to remain focused.
Hip roll, shake, 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 shake. Hip roll, shake, 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 shake. Walk, walk, shake, 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 shake. Walk back, shake, 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 shake. Roll, roll, shake, 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 shake. Back, back, shake, 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 shake. And back to the skip and strut. Skip, 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 jump forward. Skip, 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 jump back. Skip, 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 jump forward. Skip, 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 jump back. Skip, 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 jump forward and skip. Skip, skip, jump back. The kinky chorus kick. And knee kick, knee high, knee kick, knee high, knee up, 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 kick. Kick, kick, kick and flash. Kick, kick, kick and flash.
Do you feel better? This is Ralph, your radiophonic English teacher. Today we were speaking about friendship. Sit down again. Let's concentrate on languages. Let's think about languages and friendship. If the language you speak since you were a child is your mother tongue, have you ever thought about foreign languages you learn as friends? Let's take the adjectives we saw before to speak about a friend. Accomplice, helpful, kind. Can the words of a foreign language you are learning be accomplice, helpful, kind? Imagine then you're in Great Britain. You're very thirsty. If you can ask,
may I have a glass of water?
Doesn't this sentence help you get what you need? Foreign languages can be helpful. Imagine now that you have to defend yourself with in front of a judge in a British court. Each word you use could even do better than your lawyer. Foreign languages can be accomplices. If someone tells you,
you are so great,
aren't those words some kind words? If you agree that a foreign language be a metaphoric friend, in the sense that it makes your life easier and sweeter, could you define words as false friends when they deceive you? Like people, words can induce you in troubles and embarrassing situations, if you just rely on appearances. In the case of languages, when you learn a language, you'd better check if the similar words between your mother tongue and the one you learned have got the same meaning. A translation can be false. Now we will speak about English false friends. Do you know how to define false friends?
A word in a language that looks or sounds like a word in another language, but that means something different.
Exercise.
Listen to the following sentences and find false friends.
Sentence 1.
Mushrooms can contain gift.
In German,
gift
means poison. The German boy wanted to say, mushrooms can contain poison, but in English the word gift means
present.
So, according to the English sense of gift, the German boy has said, mushrooms can contain some presents. The English word gift and the German word
gift
are false friends.
Sentence 2.
To avoid sexually transmitted disease, use preservatives.
In German,
preservatives
means condom. In English, preservative means
chemical added to a food or material.
The German boy wanted to say, to avoid sexually transmitted diseases, use condoms. But according to the English sense of the word preservative, he has actually said, to avoid sexually transmitted diseases, use chemical added to a food or material. The English word preservative and the German word
preservatives
are false friends. Now I allow you to laugh for a few seconds. It will help you concentrate a little bit more. Do you feel better? This is Ralph, your radiophonic English teacher. Let's go on with next exercise.
Listen to the following dialogues and find false friends.
Dialogue number 1.
You're lucky. You're always on a holiday.
Yes, it's true. My chef at the fabric is a very brave person.
What do you mean?
The German boy wanted to say, my boss at the factory is a good person. But according to the English meanings of chef, fabric,
chef
and
fabric,
brave, he has actually said, the professional cook of my clothes is someone having courage. Chef, fabric, brave, other three false friends between English and German. As you see, similar words can mean different things. Never trust appearances. Time is running away. We have been working hard today. I am tired now. I hope you have spent a good time with me. I am always alone, and when I talk on the radio I feel happy. I hope that you have learned the lesson, both the English one and the one about life. To be friend with words and persons, you need time and experience. At the same time, even when you are perfectly fluent in a given language, do you always believe in communication? Do you think of the times when you felt misunderstood even while speaking your mother tongue? The time when even your best friend hadn't understood you? Please, just don't think about it. Not now. I wouldn't know what to tell you. This is Valve, and your radiophonic English course is almost over. Before I leave, please write your homework. Find English false friends you might identify in the following piece made by a list of false friends among English, Italian, German, Spanish and French. Let's listen together to False Friends by Anna Raimondo. Bye-bye, and let yourself surprise by yourself once and once again by tuning into the radio. False Friends
by Anna Raimondo. Sound mixing by Anna Raimondo and Tony Regno.
Amare.
Amar.
Ti amo.
Aimer.
Je t'aime.
I aim you.
Ah.
Está prohibido embarcar armas.
Arma.
Vietato embarcare armi.
It's forbidden to embark arms.
Constipado.
Con.
Lei è costipato.
You are constipated.
Cacarulo.
Vous êtes constipé.
C-O-N-S-T-I-P-A.
Vous êtes constipé.
O.
Cinq.
Sac.
Soup.
Sopa.
Canottiere.
Confettere.
Caratter.
Confit.
Familiar.
Disputa.
Scritto.
Grosso.
Guardare.
Guardare. Guardo in los ojos.
Je te garde dans les yeux.
I keep you in the eyes.
Sono imbarazzata.
Estoy embarazada.
Misery.
Miseria.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo. Brave.
Record.
Actual.
Gripa.
Actual.
Astrato.
Actual.
Actual.
Questo è attuale. This is actual.
Potada.
Pain.
Il
mio sacco è troppo
pieno.
Il sacco è pieno.
Meine Sacco ist zu voll.
My jacket is
too full.
Grip.
Sale.
Te gusta el burro.
Peto.
Sonic.
Zendrick.
Smoking.
Belle. Bo. Tarjeta.
Pago con la tarjeta.
Tor. I pay with the target.
Get.
Puzzare.
Ash.
Merci.